Tell me about your research on pika populations in Colorado.
The pika was petitioned to be listed under the Endangered Species Act, so I went out and wanted to look at what the status of the populations were in Colorado. So I coordinated with a student at CU Boulder, and we went out to historical sites, those sites that had been documented to have pika prior to 1980, and we revisited those sites to see whether pika were still present at those sites or not within the state. And that was kind of the first part of the research. And then we've just been documenting locational sites where we've been finding pika across the state, just so that we have a large database where we can pull from to know where pika occur.
Where are pika found in Colorado?
Well, surprisingly, we found them at lower elevations than we thought they would occur. And a lot of the mammals of Colorado and some of the information that you can look up, they usually say they go down to 10,000 feet. We were finding them as low as 9,000 feet. So they're not confined to the alpine habitats. They basically can live, you know, in the subalpine and in forests, as long as there's some talus habitat, which is some rocky habitat where they can live in, and they make haystacks where they cut vegetation and kind of cure the vegetation that they can live on over the winter since they don't hibernate.
Why were they being considered for the endangered species list?
Mainly because they're thought to be susceptible to climate change. With change in warming temperatures, they're pretty sensitive to heat. And then also if precipitation changed during the winter, so if you got more rain than snow, they use the snow as kind of a thermal cover in winter. And so if you are getting kind of, you know, not that thermal cover and more rain and colder temperatures, that may make them susceptible.
What is the estimated pika population in Colorado?
Well, pika are hard to count. They live kind of in what you consider maybe a colony, where there's a number of pika living within a talus site. So counting them is really difficult because they're not above ground all at the same time. And seeing them is difficult. Then like on a talus slope, thinking there's only like one or two pika there, and then a golden eagle will fly over and then everybody erupts in a warning call. And you know, there's way more pika than you ever thought. So basically what we do instead of counting pika is we look at distribution across the state. And we found basically they're distributed across the state and whenever there's suitable habitat.
Where are they found on the western slope?
Pretty much if you can find some talus slope with good vegetation around it, you're probably going to run into a pika.
So maybe like the Grand Mesa?
Yep, we found them a lot on the Grand Mesa. And some, I actually went to a historical site where it was just this teeny little boulder field where I thought, oh, there can't be pika here, and there are pika just living in this little tiny boulder outcrop.
As a biologist, what is your opinion on the species? How are they doing?
Well, I think, having spent a lot of time in the alpine and looking at pika, they're doing very well in the state. Colorado's a very lucky state that we have all this high elevation habitat. There's a lot of connectivity between the populations. You don't really have these isolated sites. They're very well connected. The pika is a rabbit, so you do see some of the populations kind of ebb and flow. You know, one year there may be a lot, next year fewer. But because we have this connectivity and all this abundance of habitat, you know, they're doing very well in the state.
That was Colorado Parks and Wildlife Biologist Amy Seglund. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.